It's my great pleasure to introduce to you one of the most wonderful women that I know, Barbara Paparazzo.
"You're not at the edge yet," a friend said, as fear nipped at my heels, and all I could do was write lists of miracle cures on the edges of grocery lists and magazine margins, Essiac, 714X, shark cartilage, Vitae elixir, as if in their writing the seeds of a miracle would find soil for sprouting. I was drawn to the fireside of hope. I swung in its cradle, sung to myself and to my child too. "Row, row, row your boat," I whispered. Next to her bed where she lay in pain, "I'm on fire," she said, and the furnace doors of obliteration opened, the heat blasting my face. Back and forth we rocked, trying not to fall out of the boat. This next poem, it's in two parts, and I think it's going to grow and become many more sections. It was inspired by a phrase in Dante, "The ruined portal." Entwining the light and the dark. Sleeping beneath an open window, my daughter is thin and transparent as a sheet of paper. Morphine, that trickster, has stolen her, but I go after, running along a ridge between the hot and cold hells of chemotherapy. She is far ahead, her feet beating faster than hummingbird wings. Off to the side, a luminosity, a grove of birch trees, leaves gone, moths strung like torn veils across a bridge. No, it's the mothers of dead children braiding the light and the dark. I run to the kitchen for ice water, back to the bed by the window. Her hand opens like a lily on the long stem of her arm. Outside, Rose of Sharon in full bloom. The fragrance of white roses lingers in rooms and in hair. Windows open, curtains drawn back. Outside and inside ride back and forth on the seesaw of breath. Have you seen my daughter? Here are some dried silver seeds of milkweed. The sound of trick crickets in the garden. They are rubbing their legs back and forth for their very lives. And this poem, this next poem is for Woody. Winter Fields. The distance we have been is nothing to how far we are going. From the peaks of tens of years, all the sobbing and sighing, foothills, the rush down river, the backstroke, the sitting on cushions, air sometimes misty, sometimes clear. The hills and caves of our bodies smooth with our own footprints. The tall grass flat in the winter fields. I am snow over you. You are snow over me. Sometimes when I go walking on the beach, I pick up very tiny little stones and then go back and stack them one on top of the other. Late morning, Provincetown. On the table, piles of tiny stones from a long walk on the beach. Round ones, white, yellow, and brown, like baby toes. Flat gray ones in the shape of lima beans, all heaped in mosquito-sized cairns, homage to the rolling, seething, and tumbling of a long journey. How small we all end up, you on the red couch, me on the white. Sky and telescope open on your chest, the Iliad on mine. Do the gods still interfere with our lives, I wonder? Jupiter in the south last night, and a gibbous moon overhead, the long sepulchral grinding not over yet. And this next poem will be the last one. It's the last section of a long poem entitled The Long View, and it has an epigraph. Who wouldn't take the chance to climb a snow peak to get the long view? By Gary Snyder. For my thesis, I had read Mountains and Rivers Without End, so in this section, I'm writing to that experience of his book, and there are many characters in it that are from that. Oh, a couple of references. Walking on Walking is from Snyder. The Upper Silk Void is from Jack Kerouac's The Dharma Bums. And there is some Sanskrit in here that is the Heart Sutra. We shared, oh, and this is really an homage to Gary Snyder. So, okay. We shared the road for a while, along with wood rats, coyote, medicine Buddha, Tara, wild sheep, baby Krishna, grasshoppers, Allen Ginsberg, Milarepa, the blue sky, thousands of peaks, multitudes, just trucking, my crowd too, Woody, Nina, Bears, M39, Lee Poe, Dakini Mandarava, Starlight Nights, fellow travelers, dead and alive, gods and demons, mountains and rivers, walking on walking, paths joining together, then disappearing into the upper silk void. Bones from past lives heaped high as mountains step tenderly. Pines, rocks, people all moving, the road itself, a river flowing. Once I threw a wedding ring into the Mill River, second hand, $3, double knot, not gold but golden. The ring a little sun, burning. The face in its mirror, my own, sun, water, face, the same. From a hospital room in another river, on another river, fireworks burst into the Hartford sky. Nurses clap and hoot. Pale and quiet as a moth, Nina watches starbursts and flares flash and crack in the night, pain running beneath her skin like a lit wick. I don't know what I'm saying, except one foot steps in front of the other. You notice a few yellow leaves on a wet black road. There flash a tender thing, veins not unlike my own, traveling themselves, wandering monks in saffron robes. A sparrow-sized head of Buddha in my hands, a gift from Jacqueline, from Allen Ginsberg, from you, Gary Snyder, only 3 degrees of separation in Indra's net, we're all related. The red thread of sutra winding in and out, oh, tiny capillary, fine as silk, a ruby, a hair, fire, milk, all directions everywhere, all included, all gone in the gone beyond. Om Gate, Gate, Para Gate, Para Sam Gate, Bodhi Soha. Thank you all.